Bringing Generation Z into the boardroom. We cannot measure a generation by the yardsticks of another. Each generation grew up in a unique economic, social, political context that shaped who they are. And for the first time in history, we have workplaces where four, sometimes five generations are working side by side. And while diversity, whether in gender, race or age, can serve companies well by allowing them to tap into a variety of perspectives, experiences and expertise to solve problems and generate new ideas, conflicts can arise from generational differences in values, working styles, as well as from unconscious bias. Unfortunately, research shows that those in senior positions, and often older, are the most biased. Left unchecked, intergenerational conflict could lead to resentment, low morale, less engagement, and as a result, lower productivity. It's crucial, therefore, that boards understand the management challenges that come with multi-generational workforces, but also examine their own level of understanding of Generation Z and perhaps their own biases with regards to listening to those who are under the age of 24. I'm delighted to talk to Hannah Ben-Shabbat. Hannah is a former board member of global management consulting firm Carney and serves on the board of various other companies. She's founder of research firm Gen Z Planet that is dedicated to better understanding Gen Z. This podcast is based on her research and the book Gen Z 360, Preparing for the Inevitable Change in Culture, Work and Commerce. Welcome to the Better Boards podcast series. I'm Dr. Sabine Demkowski, founder and managing partner of Better Boards. We make the boards of the most ambitious organizations more effective. Our mission at Better Boards is to contribute to creating higher performing boards. We do this by providing clients with an evidence-based approach for board evaluations and board development programs. To fulfill our mission, we give a voice to all who care about creating better boards. Hannah, it's fantastic to have you contributing to the Better Boards podcast series. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabine, for having me.
It's an interesting topic. Maybe a lot of people wouldn't expect this topic in this podcast series. Why does it matter? And who at all is Gen Z?
So Generation Z is defined as anyone who was born from 1998 to 2016, which means now the olders are now 24 and the younger are 6. So many of them are still kids, but we're already starting to see their effect on our culture, the workplace, and the consumer market. I think it matters for boards to know about Gen Z because boards should be informed about anything that happened in the world that going to affect a company performance. And a demographic shift and generational shift is one of them. Gen Zers are important because they are going to be the future talent of every company, and they are going to be one of the largest consumer segments we have ever seen.
So what do boards need to know about this generation?
This generation is unique in so many ways, but if I have to pick the aspect that truly going to matter to company performance, either from a talent management perspective or from a customer perspective, I would say that first thing, this is the most diverse generation we've ever seen. And for them, diversity is not only a demographic statistics, it is a cultural lens through which they view the world, and they bring that need for diversity and inclusion to the workplace and also to their relationship with brands. Second thing, this is the most digitally connected generation. Mm-hmm. Generation Z was born into a world where they don't know a reality without search engines, mobile phone, or social media applications. And that has shaped the way they learn, they think, they communicate with one another, and the way they want to work and the way they want to interact with brands. Another thing about this generation that is fascinating is the fact that this is the most educated generation. Globally, we expect one in two Gen Z to be a university educated. In the United States, they have the lowest high school dropout and the highest college enrollment that we have ever seen. And that means that this education and different kind of skills, both their digital skills and the formal education to the workplace, and being able to take advantage on that is going to be very important to companies. Last but not least, this is a generation that for a variety of reasons has been challenged by mental health issues. On a global scale, 45% of Gen Z said they are stressed most or all the time. That's a recent study that came from Deloitte. But more specifically, like in the United States, we know that the CDC has published recently a study that suggests that 4 in 10 teenagers are suffering from persistent a feeling of sadness and hopelessness. 1 in 5 have contemplated suicide, and 1/3 of college students suffer from anxiety and depression. So how company address these issues as they come on board are going to be very important for both hiring and retaining this generation in the workplace. So really, all in all, from a board perspective, the big questions that need to be asked is what a company does in terms of hiring and retaining this new generation, and how companies are changing or adjusting their go-to-market strategies to appeal to this new generation of consumers.
So what should directors really ask in the boardroom? What questions should they ask?
I think it's really is paying attention to how successful a company is in hiring and retaining Gen Z talent. And this is particularly important in industries where turnover of employees is very high. I also think that they should ask questions about how a company go to market is changing or being adjusted to address more the Gen Z consumer or Gen Z customers in what they do every day. And I think this is important because one thing that we're starting to see, especially in the consumer market, where I do much of my work, is that we are seeing a new wave of direct-to-consumer brands. I call them the Z brands. Mm-hmm. And the Z brands are demonstrating a real good understanding of who this consumer is and what is important to them, what are their values. And they build and craft their brands and the brand messaging around that. And I believe that we're going to see a major disruption coming from these brands. And, you know, these brands will start taking shares from bigger brands and bigger companies. And I think paying attention to what happened in that space is very important. But also, how do you react to that is critical.
We can't have any overt promotions, but can you maybe cite some examples of brands who have really understood this generation?
Yes, there is probably the best example I could give is Fenty Beauty. It's a brand that was created by Rihanna, and she built her entire brand on the notion of beauty for all by creating products that could fit any skin tone, any customers. They really understood that this is a consumer that looks for affordable pricing without compromising the luxury experience. And they've done a fantastic job in delivering on that. I think the authenticity in which the message was delivered, the approach and engagement of consumers in the process of launching that brand has made that brand extremely successful. They not only succeeded in attracting this generation, they actually acted as a major wake-up call for other companies in the beauty industry to follow suit because, you know, this is an industry that has not been very inclusive over the years. So I think that's a very interesting example of a Z brand.
Thank you. That helps. Maybe another example from another industry outside the beauty industry?
There are a couple of other in the food and beverage industry. There is a company called Gen Z Brand. Actually, that's how they call themselves. They basically Gen Z Water. And they really build their brands and craft their messaging around the values that Gen Z cares about. As we all know, we have seen Gen Zers creating movements and taking action on issues of sustainability. Probably the most well-known example is Greta Thunberg, but she's not alone. there are many Gen Zers in a local level and community level doing big efforts around sustainability, and that's very important to them. And the brand was actually building on that need for sustainability, on making the world a better place. So we can see that in different industries. It's not only in beauty or fashion.
Let's switch slightly. There is so much talk about the importance of diversity in the boardroom, but mostly we think about gender, we think about race now. The intergenerational diversity is much, much less talked about, although some organizations have created a shadow board. What are your thoughts? What can organizations gain from a shadow board, maybe with members of Generation Z?
Yeah, so I think this is an interesting concept. I would like to say that, in fact, if you start checking some boards, people that I would say belong to the millennial generation. So we're starting to see millennials coming into that. But still, when you look at the average age of boards across the world, it's somewhere between, I think in Europe, it's a little younger. I think the average is 56 or so. And in the United States, it's around 63. So there is still room to go. I want to just kind of touch upon the idea of shadow board. Shadow board is actually not necessarily a board that works with the board of director. It's more a group of non-executive employees that works with senior executive on strategic initiatives. And there is a lot of value in that. And I think where there is an opportunity for a board of directors is actually engaged with that shadow board. So it's not only a shadow board that works with the senior executive, but it's also give opportunities to the board of directors to interact with them. That's where I see the opportunity. Because the purpose of a shadow board is really to benefit from the younger group's insight into what is happening either inside the company or in the market. And we've seen some companies that done that very successfully, like Gucci or the Accor Hotels, that established these kind of boards. And although older leaders have experiences and wisdom that they gain over the years, I think it's very enlightening to listen to the younger generations because they bring an outside knowledge that older executives may not be so aware of or knowledgeable about. And I think that's really the value. And that could actually change what company does once that insight being incorporated into decision making.
Well, I think it's a very important message at this time because I saw several studies that always show when economic times become tougher, as everyone is expecting at the moment, the age of boards is even increasing further. And I think you're absolutely right. The last statistic I have seen here in the UK is that the average age of board members in FTSE organizations is around 58. So I think it's a timely message to almost resist the temptation to go even older, rather think about the next generation.
Yes, absolutely.
So coming to the end of our discussion, what are the three things our listeners should really take away from this podcast?
I would say first thing is check your own biases. How often you have dismissed someone just because they are younger or didn't have the same experience as yours. I think that's one thing. I believe that especially this generation, because as I said, they are the most educated, they are the digital natives. They have a lot to bring to the table and they want to contribute. So listening to them is and embracing what they have to say is going to be beneficial for everyone. And I think just in terms of what companies do to hire them and retain them, I believe, again, giving them roles that they can shine and giving them opportunities to contribute is going to be very critical to retaining them.
Fantastic. Thank you so, so much for contributing to the Better Boards podcast series. It was fantastic to have you, Hannah.
Thank you very much, Sabine, for having me.
How can we help you and your board? We at Better Boards are always delighted to hear from you. If you would like to have any further information about the podcast series, about our work with boards, about our platform, you can best reach us at info@better-boards.com. Thank you for listening.